starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
The first thing that we've got to mention is how cold it is here in the halls of WJFK. There is a cold front here. It may be hot outside, but when we walk into the building, and especially when we get onto the second floor, icy cold, man. Like a major freeze. And we've decided the only person that's freezing us out is Mr. King Salami, Ken Stevens. And we hate it.
Let's call him and just see why he's mad.
Yeah, got to find out.
Right?
You know, because, I mean, if we're just to sit in our office and complain about it all day, there's the busy signal.
Oh, come on.
No, I know he's here.
Right.
You know, desk.
Hello, this is Don and Mike. Can you put us through to Ken, please?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. Oh, it's good to hear your voice at the front desk again.
What are you doing? Hey. What are you doing slumming up there?
I'm giving her a break. I'm giving Vicky a break.
Vicky is the temp?
Yeah, that's her name, Vicky. Okay. Yeah, hold on, I'll get him.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Miss Terry. She's graduated from that.
Yes. She's assisting
Jeff Shrinsky.
Which is, you know, that's not too much of a nightmare.
The violently insane Jeff Shrinsky. So as far as I know, I think that Ken today has even, like, rerouted his travel.
Hey, guys.
Yes, yes.
He is on his line. His line is busy.
On his line. Okay, thanks, Terry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Rob, I might need you to run up there for me.
Rob, I know it's duty you don't want to do, but it's kind of necessary.
Somebody's got to do it. Or you know what? Maybe he'd take it better from Christine.
Yes.
Hey, Christine, would you come here for a second, please?
Christine, we have your first very dangerous mission.
All right, let's call in our very capable phone answerer person. Hot enough to be on Baywatch.
Absolutely.
Here's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, you know where Mr. Stevens' office is?
Yes, I do.
Upstairs. All we need you to do, fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Sprint upstairs. He's on the telephone, so you have to say, excuse me for a second. Tell him that we're trying to call him.
Okay.
And ask him how come he's been chilling us out.
You're going to really let her do all the dirty work.
Yeah, well, today we have to stay to a schedule. We can't wait. See, if Ken decides to come out of his ice cube at 5:30,
right,
and we're in the middle of a million other things.
This is true.
We just got to get it taken care of.
We're not going to have time, and that might make the matters worse. We really want to deal with this right now.
So I guess it would be, Ken, Don and Mike have been trying to call you. Why are you mad at them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They think you're mad at them, and they want to speak to you.
Okay. So go hurry.
I will.
Hurry now, please.
Thank
Faster
you.
Than that, Christine.
This is a real challenging job, Christine. Move, 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 move.
Come on, go, Christine. Go. Go, chop, chop.
All right, here we go.
Okay, now she's going upstairs.
Only wish we had the monkey cam. So she could actually, you know, we could have progress and see where she is.
Ken's door is usually wide open up there.
Yeah. When last I saw him, he was walking down the hallway with the very personable Timmy Obibane, the Nigerian nightmare, and it looked like they were going into the office and Ken was going to shut the door.
Oh, really? All right, well, let's take some calls while we're waiting. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
What's the problem with that scumbag Mark Fisher who keeps screwing you guys in the Post?
Oh, listen, that's for another day to discuss that. Yeah, today the Washington Post wrote about the ratings that came out that we talked about yesterday, the ratings that Ken has been ignoring us about.
Yeah.
And they must mention every disc jockey in town in this article.
Sure.
But very conveniently, you know, they leave out our success.
Yeah, and if we pin him on that, you know, if we were to give it to him on that, he would say, well, I wrote the overall numbers and then I wrote the morning show numbers. That's what he would talk about. That's how he would
define it. Diamond.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's my husband. Hell, he writes about the Grease Man. I mean, he writes about all kinds of guys who really are big losers in the radio business.
Maybe next week it'll be the front page article.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're used to being screwed by the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're highly screwable. Can I just say something about you and me, Mike? I think that we're highly effable.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're being effed by Ken.
Mm-hmm.
We're being effed by the Post.
Oh,
here comes. Oh, here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
I caught him coming out of his office.
Yeah?
He wasn't very nice.
What did he say?
He said to go F yourself.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
What a dick.
Oh, my God.
And he's not going to come on the show, huh?
I don't think so.
What a dick.
Where's
that
he going?
That's a hunch. I don't know.
Is he leaving the... Hey, chop one up for Christine.
There you go. Putting her thinking cap on.
Was he heading out of the building?
Yeah, he's heading out of his office.
Hold on. Run me by the whole thing. He's walking out. What do you say?
I was running up the stairs, and then he came out of his office, and I said, oh, Don and Mike want to speak to you. And he's like, well, you can just tell them to go F themselves.
Hey, he's a good boss. He's a good guy to work for. Friggin' jerk.
Wow.
Friggin' jerk.
Man,
that's
oh,
nice.
Man.
That's nice. That's nice. We'll go F ourselves, Ken.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Boy, the freeze continues.
And, you know, for everybody following the soap opera along, the reason I believe Ken is freezing us out is because I quit doing the Redskins show.
Yeah.
The Redskins show that last week when I quit doing it, all last week when I complained to him about the bitches that I had,
mm-hmm.
he thought I was being a bit of a baby about it.
Right.
Right. He didn't care enough to do anything about it then. He didn't act like it was a big deal then.
If he'd really been upset, if he was going to be that upset about it, perhaps he might have said something to you about it.
Right.
Like, hey, don't do this.
He didn't say anything.
That was never said, so now he's leaving.
He didn't say anything.
He told us to go have ourselves.
That's our boss.
That's our boss saying that.
It's our boss.
That's terrific.
That's nice. Thank you, Ken. Always nice to know the big man is behind you around here.
Yeah, it's really nice to have the support.
So that's what he's mad about. You know, unless he's mad about something totally off the page.
I mean, we've been talking about him for the entire time we've been here. We've said bad things about him on the radio. He certainly can't be upset about that.
This sounds like he might be madder than the time that he screamed, I'm not.
I think this might be the all-time maddest he's ever been. This is, and then he's leaving. He's always good at that.
I'd like to know why he's so pissed. I mean, that's just my theory that he's pissed about this whole thing with the Redskins.
Rob, go find him.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because the guy hasn't come back.
Go get him, Rob. Find out. We got to find out. This is not acceptable.
Ken's left. God's funny.
We gotta figure out what's going on here.
Hey, that might be the funniest thing that's happened around here in a long time. Tell them to go F themselves. Right, he says that to Christine.
Our intern.
But she has to come back down for that message.
Our college student.
You know what, maybe he's mad that I keep talking about this thing with the Redskins, but... Well, you
talked about it briefly to explain your position.
I have nothing to say about it to know if I'm right or if I'm wrong, unless... Ken speaks to us and tells us why he's freezing us out.
Yeah, we got to find out what's going on here.
You know, this all gets back to yesterday when our wonderful audience was great enough to, you know, mm-hmm. bestow us with these number one ratings. The best ratings that we've had, like, in 4 or 5 years on this show.
Right.
And, you know, much like with the Redskins. With the Redskins, all I wanted Ken to do mm-hmm. was simply to put my name in the press release.
Sure.
To say that I'm doing the show.
Right.
That was too much. And now all we're asking, really, I guess the demand we've been asking...
is maybe just to come in and say hello at this point. The demand is actually going down at this point. Yesterday it was come in and acknowledge the fact that we had great ratings. Today it might just be poke your head in the door and maybe say hello. But obviously...
Instead of telling our intern to go have us F ourselves.
Go F yourselves. My God.
Oh, wow.
He's something, ain't he?
Yeah, really.
He's something.
All right. Well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just hung up on that guy. I didn't realize there was still a guy on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks.
Hey, great. Hey, I listen to you in Baltimore and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Florida pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know where I can catch you there. Tampa Bay area.
Right, we're on in Tampa.
1010 Talks.
Oh, hey, that's great. Hey, you know anything about Tampa women I could get to know?
Tampa women?
Yeah. I haven't scored in Baltimore. I'd like to know if I could score in
Tampa. Oh, no. If you can't score in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
you can't score anywhere.
Yeah, you won't have any success in Tampa.
No easier town to score in America than Baltimore, Charm City.
If you were unlucky in love in B-more, you got problems in Tampa. Rob has just come back into the studio.
Hold on a second. Hello, Rob.
He has said that he's tired of the abuse. This is his official statement. His official statement. He's tired of the abuse, has no interest in appearing on the show, and you can now get your big ratings all by yourself without his help.
Oh, and he's given us so much help.
Because he doesn't want to be on the show anymore. He's tired of the abuse.
Tired of the abuse.
Just a phoner. He said, not an effing chance.
Tired of the abuse? We haven't even started.
Well,
right?
Perhaps I could have brought that up to him. But he was good-natured about it. He was all laughs and smiles.
What a dick.
I wish he'd be a little more specific.
I tried to get as much out of him as I could, but his official statement was he was tired of the
abuse. Did he say this is my official statement?
I asked him if it was, and he said yes.
That's why I think this whole thing it's the Redskins thing, because beyond that, we haven't said anything about him.
And if you're tired of the abuse, you might want to duck your head in and and speak to us off the air.
Sure.
Like managers are often wont to do.
But no interest in that. He's just standing in the hallway outside his office and laughing with Miss Bobby and...
laughing, yeah. He's really pulled one over on us, Ken. Have a big laugh.
But that's his official statement.
This is a sticky wicket.
Well,
I don't know where this comes from. I mean, I thought as far as the Redskins situation, you just kind of explained your position, why you were doing what you were doing, because that's the truth,
right?
And then that was it.
And then he never said another word.
Never another word said, except the cold shoulder.
And now to go F ourselves.
And now, and he's tired of the abuse.
Well, G. Ken, I know that you've been really the linchpin behind our success, what with your appearances on the show and such.
Now, what the hell are we going to do? How are we going to fill 4 hours a day now?
We'll fold up our tents, Ken. Without your great presence around here.
Man, oh man. Always a controversy. That's weird. That's weird. This is our big boss here.
Right. Well, screw him.
All right.
Screw him. Screw him on ice. Stand up in the hall and do your little dance.
Yeah.
Laugh around, Ken.
Right.
Because you're the man. You're the man, Ken. Woo! Jesus, you're the man.
Tell them to go F themselves.
You can really handle a situation. You know why, Ken? Because you got big balls. Because whenever there's a problem, you'll just stick your head in and say, hey, let's talk this out. You're not some guy that hides in his office and waits until we're on the air to slink in the back door. Not you, Ken. Abuse? Hell, up until 5 minutes ago, I was kind of fond of you.
Yeah, I don't get this at all.
Abuse?
Ain't good.
If you want to discuss how you effed me with the Redskins, why don't you come down and speak to me about it sometime? How about in the hour and a half before the show when I'm sitting in my office with the door open? How would that be, Ken?
Jerk face. Man, this is frustrating.
Big jerk face.
This sucks.
Oh, eat me.
This sucks.
Screw him. Thanks, Ken. Whew. And there's a lot of things I could talk about. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You should only know, Ken. I'm not blowing my top now and telling all that I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks that that's bad?
Yeah, really.
I could make it really uncomfortable for him. But we won't, because we're more professional than Ken Stevens.
And, it'd be very nice if off-air, if something was addressed off-air. I think that would be... That would be understandable, but
that would take him coming down the hall, sticking his head in the door, like a man,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a man would have yesterday. Like a man could have put all this crap with the Redskins aside and come in and said, "Hey, listen, nice victory yesterday." As a manager would have.
Mm-hmm.
What are you in the fetal position right now, Ken, under your desk? Are you loudly in the hallway laughing, as if to say, it doesn't bother me?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sees through that, man. When you're up there laughing about how wise you are.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
This really doesn't make any sense. What, do we have to screw up to get respect around here? Is that what we have to do? Do we have to have lousy ratings? Is that what we have to do? Do we have to, suck the gas pipe for years and years like the grease man in order to get real credit around here?
I guess so. Well, you know how Ken handles a problem. He'll hide in his office. And then when we set an innocent ivory girl face up,
yeah.
He says we can go F ourselves. All right.
Oh, man.
You can go F yourself, too, Ken.
Yeah, right back at you.
Okay? How you like that? How you like that? I could live without talking to you. You rat. You skunk. Hello?
Don, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Let me just say to you, Ken Stevens, You remind me of a fellow I used to know named Al Goodman.
Oh! Oh, my God, the ultimate.
No, I'm going to top that.
Ken,
you remind me of Randy Baumgartner.
Oh, my God, that's even worse.
The list is long.
These are all the dick general managers we've worked for before. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, guys. First off, congratulations on your ratings in D.C.
Thanks.
Call it from Baltimore. But here's my question. I mean, granted, yeah, Ken Stevens kind of being a jerk about this and all, but my question to you guys is, don't you feel like that you're actually, like, rubbing the salt in the wound right now?
How so? Who cares? How so?
I mean, if it was me personally, if I had an employee who was kind of saying this, one, I would definitely confront them on it. But two,
right.
Like, you know, you would come down there, and if they just kept badgering the problem, you know, you just take, you know, just nip it in the bud. As to,
all right, what's he going to do? Going to suspend us? We've had general managers do that before. What's he going to do?
I guess you guys are just, if it was me, you guys would be walking a real tight line with me. But like I said, I
wouldn't work for a dick like you.
Well, I'm not trying to be your boss, but I just feel like you guys are rubbing
the. You know, I'll tell you what you're probably right that we're rubbing salt in the wound here, but I'll tell you something. We'd like some communication. We'd like this to be resolved.
You know, one thing that
when we do this, that there is a method in the madness that we'd like to hear what's going on. And when we have the kind of success we had yesterday, we really would like to, you know, just to have some kind of contact.
Hey, plus, it's not even really that serious. It's just. You know, that like the general manager's mad at us and is hiding from us. I think that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, like I said, I still think, you know, I agree with you that he should have focused on it as just a, hey, great ratings, and that's, you know, done with it.
Yeah.
But it's like now.
Or even if he's just going to stick his head in the door and say hello.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the point of hiding?
A simple pleasantry would probably be nicer.
What's the point of hiding, man?
A pleasantry. There it is again. There's that word. Yes, you're absolutely right. A pleasantry.
Yeah, well, like I said, good luck to you guys. Great ratings. I listen all the time, and like I said, it just sounds like the salt being poured in the wound, and Ken should just take care of it.
Call me the Little Morton Salt Girl.
He should just take care
of it. Okay? I think he should. Call me Mrs. Dashes. I'm stretched right now for any other spices or salts. Hello.
You're just a little can of cayenne pepper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I think Ken Steven is just playing you guys, man.
You think he's working us?
Yeah, I do.
Right, because really, he's such a sophisticated opponent. What? I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he's trying to help your ratings. This is part of his game.
Well, right.
I think that's what he's doing. Bosses don't like to give you a... They don't like to kiss your ass and tell you how good you are.
Hey, we're not asking to have our asses kissed. Listen, this is not what this is about. This is not about even him saying anything about the ratings. This is just about him being a regular stand-up guy with us.
I don't know, man.
Oh, what do you know, you dick? Oh, what do you know? Kiss my ass. You try working for a guy like Ken Stevens. See how you turn out.
See how your confidence is absolutely shattered by the end of the period.
See how you like it. Yeah, I'm sure Ken's up there reading his 7 successful steps of organized, influential people trying to work some kind of psychotic game on us. Right, because Ken's so advanced. Because he's a brainiac like that. Hello. Ken's a radio guy just like us. He's just as dumb as we are.
This is a simple problem.
Hello.
And you hung up.
Thanks a bunch. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen anymore if Ken Stevens isn't going to be on the show.
Yeah, I understand. All right. You know, we got to take that, Mike. We got to take that. That's going to be a great loss. I know a lot of people
first
out there.
Buzz and now Ken. What the hell are we going to do?
People love the Ken Stevens corner on this show.
What, are we going to get a call from Dennis Murphy today saying he'll never be on the show again?
They're dropping like flies.
Man, it's just terrible.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, oh, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Ever since the 4th of July, everybody's just falling off.
Well, we'll let you know what happens with Ken.
We will keep you posted.
You know, fortunately, we've managed to survive without much contact from the old dude.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. This is unusual. This is a low point, I believe, in the time that we've been here.
The lowest, Mike.
And what's weird, and I mean this sincerely, when we've screwed up, we seem to get treated better.
Yeah, I know. All right, Ken, we'll go F ourselves. We'll keep F-ing ourselves, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
And you keep doing the super job you're doing up there.
And meanwhile, we'll just be down here in the trenches, F-ing ourselves.
Hello. Fortunately, we like ourselves. So it's kind of fun to F ourselves.
Yeah. Takes a lot of flexibility.
Kind of like being Jamie Lee Curtis, you know. Hermaphrodite and all.
She's not. She's not a hermaphrodite.
I saw an ad for her in a new movie she has coming out, Halloween.
Yeah.
The 20-year anniversary.
What's that say about the career?
You tell me. Forget her career. Yeah. You tell me she doesn't look like Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood with big boobs.
It looks to me like really that is the move that, you when you go back to doing the Scream flicks like you did the B-movies you used to do.
Hello.
You know, they're not knocking on the door anymore.
Don and Mike.
What's that say about the career?
You tell me. Forget her career. Yeah. You tell me she doesn't look like Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's our show. That was just us.
That was great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's great 70s.
It's great effing ourselves.
Here we are, just effing ourselves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Heather.
Hello, Heather.
How you doing? I'm from Lafayette.
Hi.
Just wanted to say that I think this is so wrong of Ken Stevens. I mean, people do not call and listen to this show because of him. They do it because of y'all.
Oh, of course not. And listen,
he knows that.
It matters not what Ken says, really.
Not coming on this show, really. He knows that doesn't matter. We know that doesn't matter. But you know something? The telling our intern
to go F ourselves,
that matters.
That is wrong.
That is wrong.
If he has something to say that strongly about it, he needs to say it to y'all.
He's like a manual on how not to be a good manager. It's amazing that this place continues to thrive and be successful with him at the helm.
Well, you know, that's completely true, you know.
And that's dumb luck. That's what that is, I guess.
On the ratings. I mean, you know,
thank you.
I'm glad to help.
All right, hold on. Thank you. You know, it's getting turned around here. It's not that we want our ass kissed about the ratings.
No, we don't.
You know, how about just a simple hello?
We just would like to have contact.
From the boss man.
I'd like to have contact. That's what precipitated it.
You know what,
really,
though?
You know, and I was taking it a step further. I felt like the chilly atmosphere was kind of spreading its tentacles out throughout the building.
No, I told you before the show, I don't think
so. All right.
Everybody around here is cool. You know what? This is how we'll end it with Ken. How about we just have our agent call you?
That's a good idea.
We'll just have our agent call to see if we can't do something to thaw this out.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Ken loves talking to our agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's so personable and such. He's a swell guy. He's about as swell as Ken is. Hello.
Let's say one morning, while having crumpets that day, you decided to stick your finger in your bum.
What is this? Is it like Monty Python or something?
You had your finger in your mate's bum. In the last 24 hours, how many bums have you had your finger in?
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
Good call.
Who knows what that was?
Good call. Hello, one more call here. Don and Mike show, hello.
This is Don and Mike.
Baldy.
In the last 24 hours, how many
times have you had
hello? I'm two lines.
Don and Mike.
You know, you guys might think he's a jerk.
Yeah, we might. You talking about Ken?
Yeah, but I'm here to tell you, he's not. I'm not.
Yeah, at least we could, you know, if you're going to say that, at least give us a little bit of that on the air, you know?
Yeah, sad to say. As Ken announced, the show will be a little different from now on because Ken's not going to be doing any more skits with us. Any more sketches with us. Because we're just busy effing ourselves right now.
That's what we're going to do for the rest of the afternoon.
And it feels so good to be effing myself.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh.
Now, I got a story here from our radio station, dummy file, dumb radio guy file.
Ah.
This is from Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa.
A town that we do not broadcast to. Although I bet that our show would fit on this station on KCJJ.
Not for lack of trying, Doc.
Small station run by one guy. Here's the deal. Another station in town, of course, paid for the rights to broadcast the University of Iowa football games.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got an idea in his head that he would have one of his disc jockeys go to a bar, watch the game on television, and provide play-by-play. Okay. Okay. So, and he's been announcing on the air that they're going to be broadcasting the Iowa Hawkeye games.
Any rebroadcast. You've heard it a million times.
Yeah,
the
right.
Pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this game without the express written permission.
Yeah, and it's not the games exactly, it says here, but unauthorized descriptions of what they look like, just what you're talking about.
Same thing.
And not from the stadium, but from a TV set in a bar. The problem is that the other stations that own rights to the games and also the university are pissed. This guy, now this is why we have to call him.
This guy doesn't see where he's done anything wrong.
Oh, I can't wait. This sounds like a real radio idiot. It's any rebroadcast. It doesn't matter what form it takes.
Let's see. He says, I'm licensed to serve the community of Iowa City. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing in the community? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
You are?
We're looking for Steve Bridges.
Yeah.
Is that you, Steve?
No.
Is he around?
Yeah.
Could we talk to him, please?
Yeah, hold on a second, okay?
Thank you.
Is it okay if I put on our music?
Sure. Okay. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, a couple of songs back, it was a new one from Amy Grant.
P.U. I heard the two words that made me turn the dial. Amy Grant.
Hello.
Is this Steve?
Hello.
Steve, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Well, it's a good one, too.
How are you, buddy?
I've been trying to affiliate with it.
Really? You've tried to get us on your station?
But they won't give me the receiver. They've got to give me the receiver. I'm very poor.
So I believe this guy's telling the truth.
I do,
right?
Too. Yeah. I absolutely
am. I am telling the truth.
Getting a very good picture of this.
See, telling the truth.
Some of our stations are so cash poor that they can't buy, like, what do you have to buy? Like, one of those DSS dishes to get the show?
Some kind of goofy thing that locks in the mirror or something. I don't quite understand.
Thingamajig.
Hey, listen, Steve, we're just reading an article about you here.
Mm-hmm.
I got to, on one hand, salute your managerial style. You know, anything for ratings, but kind of a bonehead move to send your disc jockey out to a bar to cover play-by-play on a game on television.
No, actually, it isn't.
Well, Steve, you know, you read the disclaimers, right? You've heard them when they say, any rebroadcast of the pictures, description, and accounts of this game without the express written permission, that type of thing.
But you've got to read the warning. And you've got to look at it. Any retransmission of the pictures, we do not do that.
Okay.
Any retransmission of the description, we don't listen to the sound whatsoever. The only thing we take off of that screen are the facts, and a sports event cannot be copyrighted.
This guy's hard not to like, isn't he?
Oh, you got to love me.
This guy is such a writer.
Sports events are public domain the moment they are transmitted. The fact is the ball was kicked. The fact is the guy ran. The fact is the guy's doing cocaine in the huddle. Okay?
Well, Larry, listen, you're on your own there with that allegation, Steve.
Okay. But all we do is take the facts off of that which has been given to public domain and then put our own description there.
Well, then why don't you go all the way with it? Why don't you get a baseball team and a basketball team? And
well, we actually are going to do some basketball.
You're going to have a guy watching.
Hey, look at
that. I'm making more money off of these unofficial games than I ever made off the network game.
We finally have got the attention of Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
We do great stuff on this show 5 days a week, and he is oblivious to it. We have a general manager who somehow is pirating the rights to a team. Ken is standing outside our window balling up his fist right now.
But this isn't pirating.
I would love to have Ken debate this guy.
Yeah. Ken?
Ken, come on in here.
You know, Ken is a rights holder for the Washington Redskins.
Ken, what channel
are they on?
Do you mind if Ken debates you a little bit on this subject?
And you know what? Ken would be up for this because Ken has to pay about $5 gazillion a year to broadcast the Redskins.
I know, it's a waste of money. You could be drinking with that money.
Right, here he is now.
This is general manager to general manager.
Well, let me talk to this criminal. Right. I want you to meet.
He's ready for this.
Ken Stevens, this is Steve Bridges. And what he has done is he sends a disc jockey to a bar to watch the game on television, and then he describes what's happening, saying that he has, like, play-by-play.
Let me bring you up to speed. What he is saying is that they're not rebroadcasting the accounts of the game. They're not rebroadcasting the descriptions. They're simply stating the facts as they happen. And that's public domain. That's what he's saying, Ken. Just wanted to give you a little background on this guy.
There you go, Ken.
This has been ruled on by the Supreme Court of Maryland. It was the case Motorola Sports Page versus the NBA. And a unanimous decision said that sports events, the facts, are not copyrightable. They belong to public domain.
All right, that's enough from you. Ken?
Okay.
What's your rebuttal?
I'm astounded. So the idea is that he sends somebody to a bar to watch the game.
That's right, on TV.
Not
on
just
TV.
Somebody, a team of three plus Joe Citizen, a fan. We pick a different fan every week.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like the kind of cheap bastard who could have a future with CBS.
You know what? You know what they get for doing this, the fan?
What do they get?
They get all the food and drink they want during the game.
Yes.
And then we give them a tape of the show.
It costs you nothing.
And no other compensation.
No, because Maxell tapes now are running about $1.29.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we found somebody cheaper than you can.
And listen, this guy, we called him.
Put me in my place.
We cold called him. We didn't know who he was. We called him up, and he says he wants to pick up our show, except he doesn't have a satellite.
He won't buy the machine that he needs to receive our show.
Oh, right. Well,
that's
what he has. Of a prerequisite.
That's kind of what they have to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he buy the TV that he's watching the games on?
No.
No, he doesn't. He goes to a bar. He sends his guys out to a bar.
Actually, it's a Leisure Time rental.
This guy, I'm telling you, this guy is cheap enough to work for this company, Ken.
Oh, man, he could skyrocket in this corporation.
All right, well, Steve, you are our scumbag radio guy of the week.
No, wait a second, scumbag.
Would you like to debate him at all, Ken? Would you like to say anything to this guy?
I would only like to point out that where is he?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa.
And which games are you pirating? I mean,
University of Iowa.
So some poor schmuck paid for the rights to broadcast the University of Iowa games, and you're just kind of rebroadcasting them, doing the same thing.
No, we're not rebroadcasting.
No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. What you're doing is they're broadcasting a description of the game for which they paid a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
You're broadcasting a description of the game for which you paid nothing.
Correct.
And that seems right to you.
Oh, it is right to me.
You know what? You're right. You have a future with us.
It's fully legal. I don't make the laws. I don't sit in the Supreme Court.
How come a guy as slimy as... Listen. Next subject here. How come a guy as slimy as you hasn't, like, made it to New York or something, Steve?
Actually, they threw me out of Chicago.
Oh, he's the guy on the way down.
Oh, dear.
Gotcha.
Sounds like he's enjoying life, though.
No, I bought the station here.
You did. You own the station.
Uh-huh.
So you're God at that station.
Well, depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's God there.
Yeah, it sounds like he's having a good time.
All right,
Steve. It is a good time, but before you really got to look at it this as it is, we had a tax-supported public state-owned university, and what they did is they linked up with...
Oh, blah, blah. I don't care about this.
Yeah, it's getting boring.
I don't care about this. Thank you, Steve. Listen, unlike you, we got to worry about listeners for our station.
Yeah, they're turning off their radio, Steve.
We have to go now, Steve. Thank you for your time, though, sir.
Will you get me the receiver?
No, buy the receiver.
Got to buy it. Buy it. You use all the money you save, you know, getting those fans.
The football game.
Steal one. There you go.
Are you guys somewhere that we can, like, sit and listen to you and then read?
All right. Where are we in Iowa? We're on in Iowa.
Sioux City.
Burlington.
Burlington.
Yeah, the powerhouse in Burlington.
Oh, don't make fun of that station.
No, it is. No, he's my best friend.
He's your best friend? Well, then maybe he can, you know.
KCPS, great station.
Then he'll, like, you know, send you, like, a microwave that you can rent, and you can rebroadcast our show.
All right, Steve.
But I'm not giving you permission to do that.
Well, what if he put the phone up to his air monitor?
Let me just ask you a question. I got one final question.
Uh-huh.
What religion are you?
Huh? I don't want to say that I'm Jewish. It's Rosh Hashanah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
I knew it.
Tough guy not to like. He couldn't help it, you know.
Really. He's our football dummy of the week.
Three guys in a bar and the tape costs $1.25.
He's our radio Nimrod of the week from Iowa City, Iowa. And always nice seeing Jackal in here.
Yes.
Ken Stevens.
Ken, visibly shaken by that exchange.
We do stuff on this show every day. Right. We have two lesbians making it in our office. We have celebrities in here, and he's oblivious to us. You got a guy who's pirating the rights to a football team. His head is ready. He had those antennae like my favorite Martian coming out of the back of his head.
Ken's going to go back into his office and root for those IRS guys in the hearing.
He'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From WABC, the music of Chic, and What I Want Is Your Love, and you're saying, didn't Dan Ingram just play that before the news? Dan played about half of it, or a little over. He said, you can pick up what's left, you know, play it on your show. That's the story of my life, folks. I always get the leftovers of Ingram. You ought to try working, following him, and try to get some money, some paycheck after he's taken his course. You are still the one at WABC. It's the music of Orleans at 6:10 Monday evening. Start of a brand new week. Society for the Prevention of a Blue Monday. Weatherman's going to give us a little cooperation. We're going to get some good weather for you tomorrow. Low humidity, lots of sunshine. Do you feel like getting lucky tonight? Are you up for that? Yeah, big smile. I thought so. It's a tough weekend. Well, here we go. Seventh caller, 212-955-9222. You will win a pair of tickets to KISS in concert, Madison Square.
Prayer Garden, July 24th, furnished by Ron Delsner Enterprises. Let's make you a winner tonight. Sister Sledge, we are all family.
George Michael, WABC.
803, Monday in New York at WABC, and Billy Martin is officially back as manager of the Yankees. I told you that would happen Saturday night, didn't I? Trust me. Yes, I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago! From WABC, the music of Chicago. Memories of the way it used to be in the old days at 8:07 Monday in New York. Start of a brand new week with George Michael. All the things that a fool in love believes. Featuring the talent of Mike McDonald, the mix of Jim Burgess, the Doobie Brothers.
The Don and Mike Show.
Show me the money. Don't see on my license from your friends.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I know you watched The Tonight Show. Have you seen the big fat guy that gets almost naked on The Tonight Show?
Yeah, that's a funny bit.
That's a great bit. Got to hand it to old Jay. That is really making me laugh out loud.
And meanwhile, I turned on Dave the other night, I got a lot of this.
Drumming.
My, and poor Paul Schaefer.
Oh, yeah, he's getting to be the real whipping boy on that show.
Paul Schaefer tries to help. It's like if Dave's got a joke going and it's really bombing,
right?
You hear Paul Schaefer go, Yeah, Dave. And it's like, I swear David Letterman wants to call him a bad name, but he can't. And he just lashes out at him.
Sure.
Yes, Paul.
You know, and sometimes...
What? Paul.
You can tell his disinterest, that Paul's disinterest, where he's really into the music and he likes the musical segments, but otherwise he's just kind of hanging out there. Right. He's kind of just lingering, and he will not pay attention to what's going on. And David Letterman will catch him in not paying attention, and those are my favorite moments when Paul, you know, when he says something along the
line. See, that's funny, though.
Come to rehearsal, you know, that type of thing.
That's funny, but Letterman busts on Paul Schaefer all the time.
Yeah, when it's uncalled for, it's not all that funny. It's just nakedly cruel.
And here's my complaint. I don't mind nakedly cruel. I'm a fan of nakedly cruel.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're David Letterman, go all the way with it.
Right.
Really. Don't just turn and give him a snide look and say, Paul, go back to Canada. You know, turn to him and go, Paul, what's the deal?
I was shouting that to him.
Paul, you think because you tinkle those ivories every night that you're something special?
Right.
Letterman's the guy out there dying every night.
Right.
And I read the ratings last week. Oh, my God. Leno's ratings are higher now than when Johnny and his anal polyps, when Johnny was at the top.
Right.
Leno's got his best ratings like in 7 years.
You find yourself a guy with a pendulated stomach that's ready to get out there and dance in his jockey shorts, and you're all set.
That's a funny bit.
It really is, especially when you put him next to our good friend Tyra Banks, who was next door to him and ripped his pants off.
And Jay Leno, listen, neither Letterman nor Leno is a handsome man, okay?
Right.
They're both kind of fugly.
Mm-hmm.
But for my money, if you think about it, Leno's weirder looking than Letterman.
Oh, absolutely.
Leno's got a speech impediment.
Right.
Leno's got a million more things wrong with him than Letterman. Although, you know, look at what's happening. You know, the uglier guy, the guy with the lisp, he's killing, although Letterman certainly is no beauty model.
No, but you look at Leno's chin. If you really look at it, and I know they make a big deal about it, but I really looked at it the other night, and it really looks almost artificial. It looks like the guy that played him in the movie that had it is so out there.
And close to a unibrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's also into that big thing where he comes out and tells like 10,000 jokes about Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, but he's kicking ass.
He is, because he does just enough to keep him on top.
To be David Letterman. And when that guy called a couple of minutes ago, Buzz, to tell you that show had been renewed,
right,
I looked in the paper and I saw they got a whole big list. Of all of these shows, some have been renewed,
right.
Some have not been picked up, some are on the bubble,
right.
And some are already canceled.
I read that.
For instance, are you ready for this bit of bad news? Quick quiz. Best show on the WB.
Bro, I flunk.
Buzz?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No. Rob?
Clueless?
Who?
Clueless?
Clueless? No. Best show on the WB, The Tom Show.
Oh.
Canceled.
Really?
That's a joke.
I mean, it's not a joke. It's canceled.
Yes, it is.
Tom Arnold show.
Tom.
It is canceled.
What did you think it was?
I had no idea. I am so out of the loop on the WB that I had no idea that was even on the air.
Do you think it was like that bit they did on In Living Color?
Is that the one with Ed McMahon that was yes. that where Ed McMahon right. was supposed to guest? That show just vanished.
Yeah. Do you remember the bit they did on In Living Color?
Oh, the two Toms.
The Toms?
Oh, one of the funniest bits they ever did with the Damon Wayans and Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Right. They would come out, they're black guys, but they were Uncle Toms.
And they'd wear like these Andy Williams sweaters every week. And
they would tie the sweater around their neck a lot of the time.
And they had the 70s afro, and it was so funny. That was really...
The Toms. Yeah. That's not to be confused with Tom Arnold.
And that's gone.
Yes.
All right, good.
Okay, CBS. Oh, let's play a game here.
Okay.
I'll pick a show, and you tell me if it's been canceled.
Very good.
Or if it's been renewed.
Now, see, this I'll be able to do.
Okay, canceled or renewed. Step by step.
Canceled.
Yes. Family Matters.
Renewed.
No.
Damn.
Canceled.
Damn, well, that was just wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah. Canceled. Cosby.
Renewed.
Yes. Renewed. ABC. Boy, of course you know that this show's canceled. Cracker? Who heard of that?
What is Cracker?
I don't know. It's canceled.
Was it about a cracker?
Hiller and Diller? Of course, that's been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the shows on ABC suck so bad, you will know that they're canceled. I can't even play the game.
Are there any that have been renewed on ABC?
No. On ABC? Renewed. Dharma and Greg sucks.
Primetime Live.
Drew Carey, it's all right. Home Improvement sucks. NYPD Blue, it's pretty good. The Practice sucks. Sabrina sucks. Spin City sucks. Wonderful World of Disney sucks.
They've all been renewed.
They've all been renewed,
mm-hmm.
even though they all suck.
Okay.
How about NBC? Oh, this would be a good game on NBC.
All right.
The Naked Truth.
Canceled.
Canceled, yes.
Good.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, Susan.
Oh, renewed. Absolutely.
Renewed, yes. Yes, it has been.
Mm-hmm.
Players.
I'm going to say canceled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Here's a tough one. Working. Fred Savage.
Canceled.
No. Renewed.
You know, I watched a little bit of that last night.
It's awful.
He is such a man boy, and it just, you know, to put him in a work environment, he should still be in elementary school.
He got the Vish unibrow, too.
He does.
And he also, Fred Savage, has the same acting technique
right.
as he did on The Wonder Years. You know on The Wonder Years how a lot of his scenes where they would say to him, like, mm-hmm. okay, Fred, now you're going to think about Winnie Cooper, and now you're going to be happy, and then you're going to be sad when he would make all of those faces.
Yeah. It's the same thing that happened to Beaver, too. You know?
Right.
Beaver Cleaver. It's called acting stunt.
Okay.
You're stunted. Your acting is stunted.
All right, let's go to Fox.
All right.
Fox. Name it and claim it. Mike. Ask Harriet.
Canceled.
Canceled, yes. Beverly Hills 90210.
Renewed.
Yes. Why do they keep renewing that show? Does anybody still watch that show?
Yeah, a lot of the boys do. A lot of the boys do, and there's only one reason.
Between Brothers.
Canceled.
Yes. America's Most Wanted.
Renewed.
No.
No!
Canceled.
I thought they canceled him and then brought him back.
They haven't made up their mind yet.
Oh, God. So they're not sure whether he's canceled
right.
or not.
Not sure. And then all the other ones, of course, you know, King of the Hill, Melrose Place, Party of Five. Okay.
You know, America's Most Wanted, and this is going to be the sickest thing I've said all day, but you know what would really make that show better? If you're able to really show the crimes taking place, the bad guys, instead of those recreations. But, of course, that would be impossible. Then they would all be in jail.
Mike, let's play the game with our celebrity guest, Mark Bryan, from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish, right here on our show. Hey, dude.
What's up?
Hey, when do you guys start making your next record?
I leave tomorrow.
Where are you guys going to be doing it?
L.A.
All right.
Cool. Well, listen, before we ask you about that, let me ask you, on the CBS network, we're playing a game. Has the show been renewed or has the show been canceled? Or is the show on the bubble?
All right.
Okay. All right. The question for you, Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish. The Gregory Hines Show, has it been renewed, canceled, or is it on the bubble?
There was one.
We need to guess.
Let's see. I'm going to say on the bubble.
On the bubble? No.
Oh.
Sad to say, the major talent, Gregory Hines, canceled.
Oh, we won't see him anymore. What a shame.
Okay. Too bad.
One more. Chicago Hope.
Chicago Hope. Now, I've heard of that show. Let's see. I'm going to say that's still kicking.
Yes, right.
Way to go.
Renewed. Chicago Hope. What are the songs you guys have for your new album? Have you already written them all?
Yeah, we've written a bunch of them. I mean, you know, a lot of things happen once you get there. But, you know, the funny thing is I don't really have any titles to give you because they're all, like, working titles, you know.
So do you do that? You lay down the tracks, and then afterwards you lock down a title before you go?
Yeah, we lay down the tracks, and then Dean gives them a name. Like, one of them is Desert Mountain Showdown. We have names such as Laos, as in the country.
Yeah. Desert Mountain Showdown. That couldn't be golf-related, could it?
Laos.
Well, it was written in Desert Mountain when we were out in Phoenix, that one. So.
And Laos, you mean like Vietnam, right?
Yeah, correct. I don't know why, though. I mean, there's never a good reason from Dean. You don't ask. You just write it down.
Now, he's from the Washington, D.C. area like you are, right?
Correct.
All right, okay.
Have you guys spent all your money from your other records?
No. No, we're still trying.
And I understand you played golf with Matt Elliott recently?
Yeah, I did. We actually did a lot more football moves and tackling and swim techniques than playing golf.
Yes. Nothing like Gerb on a golf course.
I made him look silly the other day. It was great.
How did you do that?
We were on the tee. He was in the group in front of me, and we were on the tee waiting, and I pulled a swim technique on him and got by him. And I'm not even in the NFL, you know.
Hey, have you guys heard this? If you take, I know you probably heard this before, but I'm serious about this. If you take a picture of Tiger Woods and you put a goatee on him, if he's wearing a baseball hat, he looks just like Darius. Doesn't he?
I'll give it a shot.
Try it. Now, this is something I ran this by Mike, and Mike didn't think so for the longest time.
Didn't think so, and then one day you got the right picture of Tiger Woods.
Darius has been losing weight lately, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you guys, you know, a lot of people want to know, who do you in the Blowfish? You had your first big record 3 years ago, then you had your follow-up record. Uh-huh. What have you been doing for 2 years?
Well, it's only been a year that we've been off, and mostly, yeah, everybody played some golf. I had a baby. I just had a baby 6 weeks ago.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
She's absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And Darius has been hanging with his baby, which who is just turning three this weekend.
Are these babies out of wedlock?
Mine's in wedlock. Darius's is out of wedlock.
You were quick because I think the last time I met your fiance one time and you guys got married and had a baby right away, right?
Yeah, about a year after we got married, we got pregnant. So it worked out pretty well.
Way to go.
You know, as a matter of fact, we conceived at the U.S. Open last year at Congressional.
So you got a hole in one.
Maryland.
Way to go.
Hey, have you guys, any of you guys in Hootie and the Blowfish ever received a Blumpkin?
What's that?
All right, I'll explain it to you.
Okay, this has been a topic of the show. You know the kind of show. You're from the area, so you know the kind of show we do.
Right. No, you know, Hootie and the Blowfish, when they were growing up,
mm-hmm.
when they went to high school, they listened to our show, didn't you guys?
That's correct.
Right. They used to groove on our Fast Times at Ridgemont High Bits.
Familiar with our
exactly.
sick brand of fun.
All right, here's what a Blumpkin is. If a guy is sitting on the commode,
uh-huh.
and he's going number two,
uh-huh.
and while he's doing that, a woman is giving him a Monica Lewinsky.
It's called, we found out today, the name of it is a Blumpkin.
And you guys being big rock stars, I bet you get Blumpkin all the time, right? Am I right or am I right?
I've never had a Blumpkin, and I can honestly say I don't think I really want one.
Good man.
That's a good answer.
Good man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, actually, that's sacred time when you're on the
camera. Bravo.
Good man. Reading something.
I agree. Good man.
Here's another
thing is like, if you did get a Blumpkin, wouldn't it, like, come outside the toilet seat? You might pee all over the bathroom. You really can't have that. I mean,
hey, do you have? Here's another question, Mark. Do you have any tattoos?
No, but Darius does.
Darius does?
Yeah,
Mark,
Darius.
You know, Don is thinking seriously about getting a tattoo.
I made the decision. I'm going to get a little tattoo of Batman on my arm. Being as I'm almost 40 years old,
right.
Would that qualify me as cool or midlife crisis?
You have to ask your wife that one.
No, I already know what she thinks. You can be honest with me.
Okay, you know, it just depends. Every tattoo, you have to see it on the person and see what it is and see if it matches the person. Sometimes I look at it, I'm like, why did he do that? And then other times I'm like, you know what, that's pretty cool.
So you know, in other words, you're saying it's going to only be after the plunge that we determine whether it was a cool thing to do.
Absolutely, and the best way to guard yourself from that is to do it with a fake tattoo first and see how people react.
You know? No way, man. I already had that discussion.
I didn't want to do that.
Going all the way with it. You guys are going to L.A. tomorrow to make your album. How long will it take you to make your album?
Well, we're planning on spending 6 weeks out there, so that's including mixing and everything. So.
Cool.
So that'll be 6 weeks with no golf at all, right?
Oh, no, we're going to play golf.
There you go.
You play golf.
And go play and then be coming to the studio around 1 o'clock. So.
All right.
Great being rock stars.
Yep.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Good
life. They kick ass. Well, listen, don't be a stranger, and as you make your new record, call us up.
Okay. Okay, guys. Seriously, I got the number now, so I'll be in touch. And you guys got my number now, so call me if you want me on the air. And Dean will gladly do something as well. And,
beautiful.
We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mark.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Mark Bryan. That's Mark's the lead guitar player for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Cool.
He's one of the white guys in the group, in case you couldn't tell.
And Dean's the quiet guy, but he does, I guess, all the writing of the songs and stuff like that. He's the bass player.
And that's how fast the stars come and go on this show, just like that. I mean, 1 second we're talking about Ally McBeal, and then boom, Hootie and the Blowfish.
And hats off to Mark Bryan for his candor regarding today's number one subject, the Blumpkin.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? That must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not. I don't really have any, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-Minute Abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-Minute Abs.
Right, yes. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-Minute Abs sitting there. There's 7-Minute Abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
Bingo, man, bingo. 7-Minute Abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-Minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute. Great! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-Minute Abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
That's 6 points.
7's the key number here. Think about it. 7 sevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Charlie, how did it go?
I remember Joe. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Right.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
I love Charlie Falls.
I don't know that one.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, listen, I love working Satan into any show that we do.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a list here. 10 easy ways to tell if your neighbor or coworker worships Satan.
Oh, good. Oh, boy. Well, this makes me a little uncomfortable.
All right. Rome, Italy. Mm-hmm. Chances are that 1 out of 10 to the guy next door is a Satanist. That's the shocking conclusion of researcher Dr. James Phillips of Birmingham, England.
So if we rolled 10 people into this studio, there would be a very good chance that one of them worship Satan.
At this station, I think it's a much higher ratio. We're back to that 7 out of 10 thing.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so here's the way you find out. Way number one, they come and go at odd hours, especially late at night and just before dawn.
Cosgrove?
I think everybody in this room is let off there, right? Because of our hours that we work.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Broyhill keeps pretty odd hours.
All right, I'll give him a yes on that one.
Okay, very good.
They never attend church or celebrate religious holidays.
Does Charles attend church?
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
All right, I'll put him down for that one, too.
Okay, that's another yes.
They have no visible means of support, yet live well.
Broyhill, you got to give him a no for that. He doesn't live well.
And he does have a visible means of support. I mean, he does make a salary here.
Yes, he does. So you got to be honest and give him a no there. But, hey, he's
still
so far,
2 for 3.
2 out of 3.
They carry strange bags and bundles, never revealing the contents.
Roy Hill!
3 out of 4. They rarely laugh. Now, listen, this is really Roy Hill.
That's right.
They rarely laugh. Or laugh under the wrong circumstances.
Oh, that's pure Roy Hill.
For example,
when someone is hit by a car. How you doing? Rocking with Lucifer on a good-looking Wednesday hump day.
Oh, man. So far, he's only had one that's in the negative.
They are often openly interested in magic tricks or the occult.
Now, that's you. You're the magic guy. You're really into
it. Yes.
And, you know, you do carry around that satchel, and we're always wondering what's in it there. You know, I didn't want to bring this up, but these questions have to be answered.
I go to church.
Yeah, you're a regular church guy.
I keep regular hours. This is my means of support. I'm all for three there. Maybe I got a bundle. Maybe I like magic. All right, that's 2 for me.
Okay, but Broyhill so far is hitting some home runs here.
All right, he has 4 out of 6.
Okay.
And I've got 2 out of 6. They may excite instinctive fear in children and animals.
Broyhill. Yeah.
They are not afraid of blood. In fact, they seem attracted by it.
I think he likes, playing that flag football where he gets gashed and bloody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He likes his blood.
Yeah, he digs it.
Yeah. They collect weird things, such as animal skeletons or fingernail clippings.
How about candles?
Yes, scented candles.
Thank you.
Good one, Mike.
All right.
You and me are like the X-Files here.
Yeah, this is terrific. We could be going around the world and figure out who's possessed.
They tend to dress warmly, even in hot weather, as if they feel constantly chilled.
Yeah, doesn't he wear those big jackets?
No, but you got to remember how he dresses in the summer. That a lot of times it's, you know.
He can wear his underwear, he would.
Bad fashion, but he does wear shorts, so we'll give him that one. That means he gets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10.
Charles Broyhill.
All right, let's go to the key.
All right.
To find out if, in fact, your neighbor or coworker worships Satan.
Good. This is making me feel very, very uneasy.
I think I only had 2 of them.
I think you're okay.
Maybe three, because the fingernail clippings, I don't throw them away. I just toss them around.
You save them, and you have a little shrine with candles on both sides, and you pray to them.
Instinctively, I think I don't throw them away, but I throw them where they will be discovered later by somebody.
No, and babies kind of gravitate to you, too.
Yeah,
little kids gravitate.
I like kids, and I like animals. I guess I'm not Satan. Hold on, let's see. 1 to 3, blah, blah. 2 to 5. 7 to 8. 7 to 8, very satanic indeed.
Wow.
7 to 8, that's Charles Broyhill, our producer.
Pin him to the floor and pull his scalp back. Pull the hairline back, see if we see the mark of the devil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, y'all speaking on the part about the devil, and I want to call and just suggest that y'all check the movie out, Devil's Advocate, because the producer of that movie has to be a devil worshiper.
That's a good movie, with Al Pacino?
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
Ain't it good, man?
What?
Ain't it good?
It's a great movie. We loved it.
Yeah, me too, man. I just wanted to call and tell you all about that. Then.
All right, so what does that have to do with Charles Broyhill, though?
I don't even know Charles Broyhill. I was just on the issue of y'all was talking about devil worship.
We believe, based on the survey, that Charles Broyhill is like the door-to-door salesman for Satan.
I think it's pretty clear with all the people we work with, he is the evil among us.
Who would he be in the movie, then?
Who would he be in the movie?
Yeah, he couldn't be Pacino.
No, and he couldn't be Keanu Reeves either.
No.
Maybe if there was some dim-witted delivery boy that brings donuts or pizza.
What about the guy trying to hire him then for the salesmanship? The first guy when the movie first came on?
So listen, if you want to talk about movie, you got to keep it more current, like when they're in the theater.
I mean,
I saw that movie when it was out like 6 or 7 months ago.
Do you mean the black guy that comes into the restaurant?
No, the white guy. When Al Pacino turns into him at the end. Remember?
Hey, whatever. That's pretty creepy when the statues come to life at the end of that movie, that big painting.
They got in big trouble for that, too.
Yes,
wasn't there some sculpture somewhere that the guy said it was an exact recreation?
The National Cathedral here in Washington.
Just a little place called the National Cathedral.
A legal action against the movie, trying to get the movie stopped and kept off screens.
Ooh, that was creepy. That was creepy when that thing came to life.
I think it's one of the best movies of the year.
Mister.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Satan's so busy tracking around Larry King and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I wanted to thank you because, apparently I'm a Satanist and didn't know it.
Oh, really? How many of those did you get correct?
I got 8 of those right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Listen, I threw the key away, but that's where it says, like, an exorcism is in order.
Well, yeah, well, I also don't find it very necessary to show my neighbors my packages and bundles.
Really?
I don't make a time of practice to stand out there opening them up.
All right, what about your coworkers, though?
Oh, I show them my packages.
Right, see, because it said neighbors or coworkers.
Oh, okay, so yeah. I only got 7.
See, what it would indicate is that you're carrying around something like a cat's head that, you know, that nobody would ever be able to see.
Actually, strangely enough, there's a bag here with me today that no one's seen the contents of.
Really?
What's in the bag, sir?
I really don't want to discuss that.
Yeah, well, there you go. You want to give us a little hint?
Does it taste like copper?
No, well, human heads.
Human heads. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, where did this come from, this survey? I'd like to know if it has any validity at all.
From the Weekly World News.
Oh, there you go. You've got your answer there. 100% validity. Yeah.
You know who's in the Weekly World News this week? Hold on. Is that story here, Rob?
Yeah.
Lori and Dory.
Oh, really?
The Siamese twins?
The conjoined twins, Lori and Reba. Yeah.
You know, it keeps getting better and better for them since they appeared on our show.
Yeah, they're making the rounds.
Now that's incredible, and there's the picture of them joined at the head.
Right.
Siamese twin wins Country Music Award.
There you go. That's Reba.
Apparently, Reba won the award.
She sang on this show. That was one of her big breaks when she sang on this show. And didn't we give her a cassette to take to the record company?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
She did.
That was so generous of us.
And then the last time we talked to him, it didn't go all that well.
It was before the holidays, and we were looking for some of that Christmas cheer, and I think they were having one of their off days, as you might have if you were, attached to somebody in your head.
Look, imagine if you were having a fight. You know, it's not like you can lock the door.
Or a headache.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, that's Don and Mike, huh?
That's a good question. I wish I would have remembered that to ask that when they were on the show. Headache. When you get a headache, if one, let's say that Lori has the headache.
Right.
If Dory takes the aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help Lori's headache?
And do they get the headache at the exact same time?
Right.
You know, and maybe one of them gets the headache and one of them doesn't.
Yeah.
And then the other one says, don't take that aspirin. It upsets my stomach. And then they start pawing at each other.
Like if one of them gets a migraine like Terrell Davis, the other one could be very mean and go, la, 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 la.
Let's go out in the bright sunlight.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing there today?
Hello, my friend.
Yeah, I'm calling from Las Vegas, and we love you out here.
Thank you.
Come out here.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, I wanted to make a little comment on this lady up in Seattle, the school teacher that's dating that young kid. They caught him again in the...
in the car.
Yeah.
In the car with the fogged up windows.
Hey, listen, I would just like to interrupt. That boy is 15 now.
Yeah.
And listen, by Kathy Lee's scale, that's 1 year to go until it's okay. Just remember that.
A-okay.
I think they ought to cut this girl a break because she's now his music teacher. And she was just trying to teach him how to yodel in the valley.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. Although, you know, when I hear a story like that, and the story is that there's this teacher.
Yes.
And she did it with a student when he was, I guess, 13. And she got pregnant with his kid.
Right.
And a judge said, you're never allowed to see this kid again. And then they found her in the car with him, like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and the windows were all fogged up. They caught him. And, you know, they're not even bright enough to find a place where, the teacher's not even bright enough to find a place where nobody will see her.
But, you know, there's a part of our society, if that had happened to a girl, if that had been a male teacher with a female student, we would be outraged, but to an extent, there's at least a certain part of the population. That goes,
among the men, among the boys, you know, all of us remembering how we were when we were those glandularly active boys.
It wasn't that tough for that kid. You know, I could see why the kid would want to go back to the car to be with her again.
Yeah, kid probably, you know, what she's given him, probably one of the greatest experiences of his life.
11 jurors voted her guilty. However, the students voted her teacher of the year.
The boys' soccer team.
She's the bestest.
Most likely to bring home for the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, got two words concerning the satanic worshippers.
Yes.
Charlie Stossel.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's on God's team.
Collection of figurines.
You really think so? Look at the way he looks.
I think he's got a good heart. I don't think Charlie Stossel is.
That little goatee that he has. In the right light, you could put him in those robes, and, you know, he'd have those Dalmatians, like, in all sorts of unnatural poses.
All right, let me throw this at you, then. If Charlie Stossel was in cahoots with Satan,
right?
Do you think he'd be a theater manager?
Or a virgin?
Okay.
Touche. Who can argue with that logic?
Right. If he was aligned with Satan, he'd be like the head of a studio or something.
Sure, and he'd be getting it all the time.
Right.
From a variety of women.
Because the ninth and Satan's service,
oh, they get laid constantly.
Of course they do.
Yeah. It's great sex because it's devil sex.
And enjoy it while you can, because then, you know, when it comes go time, that's it. That's when the big payday comes.
So get all you can right now. Get your good devil sex.
Bible expert claims Satan is gay. This comes to us from Rome.
Rome, it's officially from Rome.
Well, that's what the headline says. Homosexual activists now add another historical figure to their roster. Satan.
Satan.
A leading biblical scholar says he has proof that Satan is gay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Professor Salvatore Ponella presented his theory in a speech at a conference of Christians in Vatican City.
Okay.
Laid out an impressive array of evidence. Okay.
And they all went to Tony Roma's, the place for ribs.
Number one. Now, hold on a second. Here's an important call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Amin
Yafat,
yeah?
Amin Yafat.
Right.
Hey, this is the guy who originated BOC.
Balls on Chip.
You got it, guy.
Are you the guy that we talked to the other day, guy?
Yes, sir. Domingo Cambra out of Antioch, California.
Yeah, guy.
It was just your way of communicating it to us that was weak.
Okay. You know what? I apologize.
You're not a master storyteller like Dick Enberg.
No, I'm not. But you know what? I got to say this. I love you guys. I've turned so many people on to you guys.
And there's a butt here, right? There's a big butt coming.
There's a big butt coming.
Yeah?
All I got to say is thank you, and that's it.
So you're succeeding once again in being the great communicator. Okay, so we part as friends. We actually, the BOC, balls on chin, we actually understand that now, and we figured it out.
Right. You know what? Because you guys said, don't ever call here again.
Right. What are you doing calling again?
Because you didn't ban me in 98.
It's that same lack of timing that's coming back to me right now.
I don't know what to say. I'm so excited of being on you guys' show. That's what just makes me squirrely.
He came up on the short end of the stick. I don't want him to say.
Buzz on chin.
All right, come on.
Come on what?
What? Now, what do you want now? You just want to be on the show, but you don't want to do anything.
Why did you call?
I called to say you guys are using it. My wife's calling like this. Hey. They're using balls on chin. They're using balls on chin.
Were you listening to the show on Friday?
I listen every single day, 4 hours.
We said it on Friday, whatever day you called. As a matter of fact, I screamed at you, and I swore to God that we would never use it. And 5 minutes later, we're using it the whole time.
I know you did. And I tried calling back, and Charles Broyles said, hey, don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't ruin it. You know something, Charles?
Good job, Charles.
He was absolutely right. And now you've ruined it.
Oh, man, come on, give me a break.
Because you couldn't discipline yourself.
I couldn't because, you know what, I'm excited.
What? Why? Why are you excited?
I'm excited because you guys are using it, and it's a fun thing.
That's about
it. Hold on, chin, huh? Off my salad, forget about it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, add this one to your repertoire.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Bye-bye. Right. There he goes. And just the great communicator.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yes. Donna and Mike, please.
Are you a Satan caller?
No. This is Little Bo Peep.
Pardon me?
This is Little Bo Peep.
It's Little Bo Peep calling the show, Mike.
Hello, Little Bo Peep. How are you?
I am not gay.
That's Satan calling, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do it. I knew it was you, you devil. Hello?
Donna Mike.
Donna Mike Show.
What's going on?
Well, I'm reading a story right now about Satan being gay.
No way.
Well, listen to this. Goodbye. Goodbye. A passage in the Dead Sea Scrolls states that Satan was cast out of heaven because he did seek to persuade another to join him in an abomination. Abomination.
Abomination.
Abomination.
Right.
This means that Lucifer, the most beautiful angel in heaven, made a pass at a fellow angel and was punished. Secondly, Satan's temptation of Christ in the desert, recounted in Matthew 4:1-10, is a classic gay seduction scene. Reading between the lines, it's easy to see that Satan is attempting to draw Jesus into the world of carnal pleasure.
Oh.
Phrases that Lucifer uses, such as,
kneel and worship me,
are gay code words used by homosexuals of that day.
Well, if you want to read in the kneeling part, I guess.
While red is now regarded as the devil's color, up until modern times, most artistic depictions of Satan show his costume much closer to pink.
Ah, lovely pink.
The association of pink.
That's all the evidence I need.
With homosexuals is universal, says the professor. And finally, the cloven hooves, traditionally sported by Satan, were not hooves at all, but pointed two-toed booties.
Really?
Shoes of this type were a favorite accessory among homosexuals in Egypt. I'll meet you at the pyramid tonight. Dreamy. King Tut.
Hello, pharaohs.
And in ancient times, gay activist Carlo Tolucci supports the professor's views, acknowledging that a powerful macho figure like Lucifer is gay should help to counter a lot of the stereotypes about homosexuality.
Yeah, well, just remember that tail and those, you know, at the Christmas parties I've seen, or the costume parties, the tail and the, you know, the little horns, it's always a bodysuit.
Then they talk to the top Vatican exorcist.
Ah.
I'd like to call the Vatican and see if such a guy really exists.
Hey, we want to talk to the top Vatican exorcist. Hey!
Francisco Di Martini.
Uh-huh. Hey, Martini.
Who insists the devil is straight. I have found myself face-to-face with Lucifer countless times. There's nothing effeminate about him.
Oh, well, that's because he's all scary and stuff, but gay guys can be scary, too.
Oh, I got the phone number. Let's call the Vatican see if the top Vatican exorcist is there.
Let me tell you something. Whenever we call Rome and the Vatican, Vatican City, we are treated nicer than anywhere on the planet.
They love us.
Did he do something in the news this weekend?
He almost fell down. He fell forward, and the Vatican's denying that it was a dizzy spell, but someone had to catch him. I saw the tape.
Calling the Vatican.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, it's the Pope.
How about Green Bay, huh?
Do you like him in the Super Bowl, Your Holiness?
Oh, they kick ass. AFC sucks. Yes, hello, Vatican?
Yes.
Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show from America. I was wondering if I could please speak to Francisco Di Martini,
the Vatican exorcist.
It's midnight 30 here.
Yes, but doesn't the devil work 24 hours a day?
It's a good point.
As I always tell you, we get nothing but the most pleasant of receptions when we call Vatican City.
One more time.
One more time to see if the guy will be nicer.
I accidentally dropped the phone.
And, of course, the Pope also in the news for his big trip to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Kick ass, you guys.
Hey, they finally have Christmas in Cuba. Good move.
I know you like that, Your Holiness. And you're looking forward to your visit to Cuba. Pick up a few fine quality cigars.
That's right. Not like that crap that Cigar Dennis sent you.
Cigar Dave. Yeah.
Cigar Dave. What a load he is. Hello?
Hello. Pronto.
Cello.
Cello. Marinara.
Hello, this is Satan. Are there any calls for me? That's two hang-ups in a row.
Hello. Kathy Lee?
All I want you to do is sign on this dotted line. It's this little arrangement where you have a fantastic career, you stay in the headlines, and I get your soul.
It's me, Larry.
Oh, hello, Mr. King. I've been waiting for you. You know, your time's almost up, and you know who gets you when it's go-go time.
When do I get to re-up?
Don't worry. I'll let you re-up next year, and the career will continue to be fabulous. And I'll even throw in a fabulous woman for you to have on your arm. Her name is Sean Southwick.
The international number you have dialed is not in service.
All right.
Calling. Please check the number and dial again.
Well, I will sometime.
This message is for Steve Guttenberg. Congratulations, you're still making movies.
Kirstie Elliott signed up to do another one with the Olsen twins.
Oh,
they are dreamy. Okay, well, he's not there, and we will make a note to call tomorrow.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, no, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine, good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little, little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the
just
wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Look at this.
But you're upsetting me.
No,
upsetting
no. Me. I don't upset you.
What? Down Joan and I
know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
No. What?
But I don't... I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
Wild baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Who is your welcome? Joan Embry.
The Don and Mike Show. Cut the cheese. Party.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
The innovators of the genital sneeze. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Today, the very psychotic, very good friend of mine, the very psychotic George McFly, out of control DJ from Denver. It's like things keep happening to this guy, and he keeps calling me asking my advice.
You're his mentor.
And I think I'm giving him the right advice about what to do with his radio career.
I do too.
But he's all over the road. So today, maybe we'll call him at his radio station.
Find out. And I always like to ask George what he's going to be wearing when he does his little radio show.
Remember, he's the guy who got in trouble at one of the stations he worked at. Maybe at this station. Or did he get fired from the other station to go to this station? He took his shirt off every day during the show, and then one day he just decided to get naked.
Yeah. Did his whole show in the nude, and, well, oddly enough, some of the other co-workers were not amused at him doing the show naked.
There's some lady, like, threatened to sue him or something.
Wasn't that a lady that complained originally when he was having doing the show with his shirt off, and then instead of saying, hey, okay, I'll throw a T-shirt on, he decided that the next time she rolled in, she was going to walk in, and he'd be there totally naked doing the show. That's how he does things.
Right. He's all over the place. He called me originally about the episode we had a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
When we were talking about how the double standard exists that men enjoy watching tapes of lesbians.
Right.
But generally women do not enjoy watching tapes of gay men having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also talking about women that put chewing tobacco in their private areas and how that is released into the body if they put it in their underarms, between their toes, and down there, of which we do not speak. George called to say, first off, he's heard about that. He's done that. He's put tobacco between his toes and in his underarms.
Mm-hmm.
Also said that his wife has put tobacco between her legs,
mm-hmm.
and that she enjoys watching gay porno before they have sex.
Oh, my God. And he wanted to bring you up to speed on all of that.
Yeah. And since then, since that phone call, he's called me with like a career crisis from his radio station.
And I thought you gave him the right advice for that career crisis.
You know, I bet he didn't take the advice.
I guarantee he didn't take the advice.
Be cool.
But I'd sure like to hear about the fact that his wife likes to watch that before they have romantic interludes.
George McFly, America's nuttiest disc jockey.
I wouldn't expect that of Joan, his wife, Joan Jett.
Telecommunication.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show right now. Is George McFly there?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
See, he does an afternoon show in Denver. We're on at night in Denver.
All right.
So when he shows over, he gets in the car and, like, grooves on our show all the way home.
Good.
And most nights when he gets home, he wants to kill himself because he has to play a bunch of records on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Hey.
George, Donaldo y Miguel.
Bueno arbusto, gentlemen.
Hey, George. Listen, just talking about you here on the show.
Oh, no. You know what? I talked to Greg Thunder today. Because he listens to your show on the way home from work, too, in Denver.
Do you remember Greg Thunder, that guy that had the hair like the rooster at Wava?
Real tall guy, right?
Right, yeah.
Man, he said that you guys were talking a big time. You can't remember, like last year, you can't talk about, like, contractually stuff.
I haven't talked about any of that.
Oh, you haven't?
I've only talked about your wife watching game porno and putting chewing tobacco down there.
Oh, no, nobody does that. But you talked about Johnny doing that?
Look, I was just recapping our conversation of a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, all right.
I was pretty fascinated. So she gets a charge out of watching the gay porno movies?
No, that's not what I said. It's that Don called her. You said somebody was a freak, a woman a freak, because she likes watching guys do it, other guys.
Yeah.
Well, the whole subject, George, was we were talking about, you know, gay porno movies and how certain women enjoy watching
that.
Yeah,
Joan digs that. And she's been, as a matter of fact, she wanted to strap on one night and do me.
Oh, my God. See what I mean about George?
No,
he's always better.
Exit only.
You're always better than the setup, George. You're always better. You always have something better to say.
Even though nobody believes it's exit only for me because all the colonics and all the things I get done to my bung, you know.
So your wife watches gay movies before you guys have sex?
Oh, she'd like to, though.
Oh, she'd like to.
When's the last time I had sex, anyway?
I don't know, George. When is the last time you had sex?
Decades.
Why is that?
I'm not a very sexual animal. I'm just not very. I'm going through a stage or something. Sometimes I.
I love it.
You love torturing me with it.
I love it. Hello.
Hey.
Eddie.
What do you think about this?
Incredible.
Pretty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you doing then?
Doing fine. Is this the guy who pretends he's John Lennon?
Oh, this is Diane.
Hello, John.
Hey, sausage.
Hey.
Hey.
You don't call her sausage, you know. She's more like a little sizzler.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, she's quite a little sizzler, you know, then. But I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Say happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, then.
Hey, are you on a cell phone or on a portable phone? Speakerphone?
I'm kind of on a...
Ah,
there you go.
That's so much better. And you know what's the funniest thing about this guy? He does a perfect John Lennon.
Yeah, right.
But he's like got a Cletus accent. Don't you live down south somewhere?
Yeah, I live in Louisiana.
Wow. Listen to that.
Cool. He's down in the bayou.
Crawfish town.
All right, let me hear you say, sausage.
Hey, sausage.
Why don't you come out for a drive with me and Yoko?
Why don't you come out for a drive with me and Yoko? Then?
You know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to conference the lines together and put you on the line with Buckingham Palace. Call and say it's John Lennon and you want to talk to Sausage, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on now.
John Lennon calling from the grave.
How do I do this? Do I just press that button? That one?
Yeah,
conference, okay. Hey, love.
Are you there?
Hello, then.
All right, listen. You're going to be on your own here.
All right.
Tell them who you are and you want
to. John Lennon, I'd like to speak with Sausage, then.
He hung up on you, too.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, my friend. Good try. I love that guy.
It seems like there is no chance that we're going to get through to the Sausage.
I love that. That guy does a great John Lennon.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. The sword cuts both ways.
The Don and Mike Show. They said bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Bobby.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Great. This is Darren Howard from Sioux City, Iowa.
Right on.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
I followed your lead and went out and bought a Euro sealer.
No. You're so wrong. That's not my lead.
Your wife bought that, right?
My wife bought it.
No, I mean, I'm talking to Don.
Yeah,
Don.
My wife bought it.
My wife bought it as well.
You have one, Buzz?
No, not yet.
All right.
Do you, Mike?
No, I don't have one. I never. Didn't your wife say it didn't work?
No, my wife loves it.
Oh, she does.
She never uses it.
We didn't buy the power adapter. We just got the batteries. Once the batteries went dead, it went in the junk drawer.
It's a battery operator? I thought it was like a little... It didn't need a battery. I thought it was this little hand device that you...
No, it's the... It like seals the baggie. All again, right. After you open a bag up.
Mm-hmm.
And why they call it Euro Sealer, I don't know. That's supposed to make you feel good because you think it's a product like that they use in Europe?
Bingo. It has hair on it.
I'll tell you what they do in Europe, right? They wash their butts.
Mm-hmm.
They use bidets.
That way they don't have the vish ass.
Well, some of them do, sir.
They wash their butts, but they don't do anything else.
I just wanted to call
they use squirt
you
water up there, and they say, all through. Bonjour, all through.
What? What?
I just wanted to call. You said that you were thinking that it was going to end up in your junk drawer, too, and I was wondering if it lasted for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's in the junk drawer.
Wife never uses it.
Right.
Amen. Mine, too.
All that junk from TV that looks good. We got the Magna dusters.
Yeah. Yeah, do those don't work either?
No. They are just like regular dusters.
I remember when I bought the power antenna. Remember the antenna that you actually stick into the light socket? And then
the ad said, use your entire house as a conductor. Get great TV reception.
So I plugged it in, and it's worse reception than I got before with the regular rabbit ears. And we destroyed that one on the air. We actually you destroyed it with a hammer, which was a lot of fun.
You've destroyed a lot of products like that on the air that you bought and you weren't satisfied with.
I'm trying to think. There have been many, many TV products that I have purchased, and none of them, to my knowledge, are being used currently in the house.
I know something that you bought that you're absolutely loving.
What's that?
Your day planner.
Yeah. I bought a new one.
Why?
I bought a new one. It's in my car. I bought a smaller one that I keep in the car with me right now, and I'm waiting because it starts in July. And so I, you know, all the June stuff that I have, I actually do have a planner now, but it's the one that I had, the leather bound one, ran out of months, and I didn't replace the paper in it.
Did you draw a big X through the Caps game tomorrow night?
Yes, yes. And I said, we'll give. I thought you were going to stop.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry after the fact. Sorry.
So that's against the rules.
All right, no mas. You sorry.
You broke the rules, man.
Sorry.
No, it ran out of. I was sitting there and I said, hey, there's my planner. And I had, like three different things happening. And we were going to Lafayette, Louisiana. And there was a lot of stuff. And it got to be almost to a point where, you know, usually I like to keep it up in the old ticker. And I got out the
for safekeeping and everything.
I got out my day planner, and it was like February of 1997. February of 97 was the last month in there, and I'm like, what do I do? And I, you know, for a minute there, I thought I'd line out the sevens and turn them into eights and reuse it, but of course...
Days don't match up.
Days are all different.
Right, hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. Why don't you talk about World Cup soccer?
Because soccer sucks.
Oh, please.
Yeah, soccer does suck. Soccer sucks.
No, I feel our ratings going down when we talk about soccer. We have something called, in this country, called football, but it's not F-U-T like you...
B-O-L.
Yeah, like you freaking Europe people, right? You Europeans. You people from Europe. It's F-O-O-T, foot, B-A-L-L, ball.
With hitting.
And men wearing big pads.
Gridiron.
Hello?
Done.
Cool stuff. Yes, hi.
Hey, I got a good home product that actually works.
What?
That home painting system, that paint stick thing.
The paint stick?
Oh, Mike, that paint stick thing.
In my garage.
Yeah,
brand new, unopened, in my garage, purchased by my wife at a store. And you know how I knew? Because it has one of the little...
On
the
corner. Seen on TV.
It's exactly what it says on the package.
You know, they got that... There's a mall now that has an As Seen on TV store.
With all the ads where you can go in and right. Get them for 50% markup.
That's where my wife bought, like, the Euro Sealer and stuff. She came home and said, it's the greatest store. Everything from television.
Did your wife ever get a paint stick? Didn't she have a paint stick?
Yeah, I think so.
Then she said she liked it, right?
No, I don't think my wife's gotten anything As Seen on TV that has lived up to the hype. Hello?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, is there any way we can get that chubby ex-producer of yours to quit cackling in the background?
No.
It's kind of like a rip-off the Ima show, you know, and it just doesn't work for you.
Right, that's a total rip-off to have someone in the studio laughing. Yeah, Ima's invented that. Right.
Yeah, Ima's has the patent on that. Because
right.
It certainly wasn't an original idea.
Shut the door.
We wouldn't have any ideas on this show if we didn't have Don Imus.
And we'll turn down your radio first, you big dummy. You big dummy.
And second,
who are you to think that you could call up with something like that and I'll go, yeah, hey, great suggestion. Rob, leave the room. Are you kidding? Come on, forget about it. You think you got way too much power with the radio. You don't like something we're doing or a bit that we're doing, turn the station. It won't break my heart.
Have we made ourselves clear?
You know, and furthermore, we had some dick call us last week, and he said something like, well, you guys are like athletes, and I'm like paying your salary. No, 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 no. That's not how it is. Radio is much more immediate than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you don't like what we're doing, change the station. And eventually, we won't have ratings.
That is the source of your power, though. That really is. That is the ultimate source of the listener's power, is right there. The button, the dial, the volume control, all of that.
I like having Rob in here. Rob's a funny guy.
He is.
And he adds some atmosphere to the room. So F you and F your family.
Well, have a good game tonight.
Let's talk about the game.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See that, Rob? I stand up for you.
Thank you, Don.
Lazy son of a bitch. I'll say that. That doesn't translate on the radio. But he is one lazy guy, Rob Spiewak.
But he's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love having him around. I know you do,
so,
too.
So do I. I would say yesterday. Wouldn't yesterday count as one of the shows where there were two shows going on? There was one show that you heard.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was one show going on in here. We have a lot of those great shows.
And someday we will live in a society so free of taboos and government restrictions that we'll be able to bring you the entire uncensored Don and Mike show.
Yes, that'll be a special broadcast.
That's the breakthrough. Right there. That's what separates us from all the other idiot disc jockeys like Imus.
Oh, that's for sure.
Imus. Really. Imus. Nice cowboy hat.
Nice hair.
Nice ratings. Nice TV show. I love watching you eat sunflower seeds.
That's a big Hoss Tangallon hat.
Hey, Jed Clampett. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Don Imus trying to look hip with his cowboy hat.
There's my big belt buckle.
Plus, his show is so boring. You know what it is? It's all those people like from boring shows like Meet the Press.
Yeah.
And because guys like, what's that host's name? Tim Russert. Because who would want to book Tim Russert as a guest on a show where you wanted to have some fun, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like there's a line of radio stations waiting to interview Tim Russert. As it turns out, there's one. It's Imus, because it's a boring political show. And that's how he gets all these great Washington guests. Because nobody else wants them. I get out there. I listen to these shows, okay? I'm a radio guy.
Yeah.
I love listening to the radio. I listen to everybody on the radio. And I'll tell you, there's nothing redeeming to Imus in the morning.
Here, here. Bully, bully!
Old, boring guys.
Bully.
Talking about if Clinton boned Monica or not. Come on, guys. And Kenneth Starr.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine when it's fresh, when it's today's headlines, but then on and on and on and on.
What a bore.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
Let's play the name game.
Don't you listen to the disclaimer, sir?
I don't give a rat's ass
about
play.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Rules is rules and parts is parts.
Rules is parts. I'm a name king. I want to play.
The Nine King. Are you the Nine King from the United Kingdom?
And I like it boiled.
Boiled meat.
Boiled meat. Well, you know, I normally frown on having foreigners in this country unless they pledge their allegiance to the United States of America.
I know, but I admit I'm illegal and I like to be here.
All right.
Who is this, Ringo?
I am Ringo.
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am,
and I like everything boiled, including my wives.
All right, just one though.
All right,
Mike and I will team up to chop you.
All right,
to chop you the way that you British people should chop your food up before you swallow it.
Before we boiled it,
then you wouldn't have such big hunks of like raw food in your teeth.
That causes total decay, causing the outer shell of the tooth to get all brown and discolored.
Let's have a moment of silence for the Spice Girls, please.
Ginger Spice.
She was my mum.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, give us a name, please.
Let's try Ricky.
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky, Lime Ricky.
Pardon me?
A Lime Ricky.
You mean like the drink?
Yep.
You're so British, man.
Hello. Could I have a Lime Ricky with me boiled potato?
Ricky Nelson?
Ricky Henderson.
Hey, you're doing your country proud right now. That's exactly what's wrong with Britain.
Bloody hell, Rick.
This is Britain right here.
Rick James.
That's a Rick. No, we're not playing the Rick game. It's the Ricky game.
Ricky James, then.
No.
His friends called him Ricky, Dan.
No, you're out. No.
Oh, bloody hell.
All right. Oh, Ricky. Oh, no, that's Mickey. Oh, yeah. Mickey, you're so fine.
Ricky, are
you out? No, I'm not. I get another guess. Ricky Irvins.
Ricky, don't lose this number.
Ricky, don't lose that number. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Ricky. Ricky.
Ricky Tiki Tavi.
Can I have Ricky Retardo?
Well,
all right, I will take it.
You can take Ricky Retardo, and then I will have Ricky Sports Junkie Ricky.
Oh, all right. Then I'll have Ricky. Ricky. Damn, there's got to be another Ricky out there. Ricky. Damn, Ricky.
Hmm.
I'm counting down to a meltdown here. Ricky. 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 My name is Ricky. My name is Ricky. Mike?
Ricky Sanders.
Ooh.
King of the Rickies.
King of the... Well, you know, I wish...
Way to go, Mike.
Well, thank you.
I shut up. I killed you.
I wish I could say that lifts me up, but I'm on the road to recovery.
Hmm. Way to go. King of the Rickies.
Besides, you got nothing to hang your head high about.
Yeah, that's right.
You only had, like... Two Rickies.
That's why we kicked your butt, Mr. Boiled Me.
Yes, you did, but you know what? In Britain, we don't play games like that because we're too busy boiling things.
You seem to know our feelings on Britain.
He did.
He did indeed.
Nice little country that pretends that they're America sometimes.
Very cute.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Very clever,
Mike.
Boys.
Who would you do?
No, this is not known. The floodgates people are not open now.
It's a bunch of British people breaking our rules.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a Ricky for you guys.
Well, again, all these rule breakers now. See, that's what happens. Like, you let one guy through.
That's right. Just like we always used to hate it when somebody, if I do it for you, I'll have to do it for everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Soccer is such a better game than anything you have in America. Because Saudi, did you see the game today? Denmark dominated Saudi Arabia 1-0.
Yeah. Right. Okay, I get it. You're being cynical. I got it.
Okay.
All right, I'm hip with that.
And the worst thing about soccer, and I think maybe when they get into the later rounds, but they have ties, and they let the ties just stand, and that sucks worse than anything.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, are we open for the DJ contest?
Oh, my goodness. Come on. I know you're saying that just to be funny. That's an old bit.
That's two rules broken in one call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to call you two hooligans out on the name game there. You know, you guys are always stumbling and bumbling there for 30 seconds, and then, you know, the contestant, you don't give him the time of day.
Oh, we give that guy a lot of time.
Yeah, 5 seconds probably.
Hey, you don't like the rules?
Come on.
Tough ass.
What?
Tough toenails, rather. Let me clean that up for the air. Tough toenails.
Who's making the rules here?
Toenails. I am. Toenails ends with S.
Oh, boy.
I'm making the rules.
Okay, well, you
give him a line from give him a line
from
Get Shorty. 30
seconds from Britain, he comes through, I'm telling you.
I'm the guy telling you how it is.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the guy. I'm the guy telling you the way it is.
Yeah.
Look at me. No. Harry, look at me.
Hello, bloke.
You know what you are? You're an entry in my book. I'm looking at you like...
Are you talking to me?
I don't care about... What movie are you doing, sir? We're here doing Get Shorty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped one.
I'm telling you how it is.
Yeah, John Travolta, Get Shorty.
Hey, classic movie. We quote it all the time on this show.
Okay.
Incessantly on this show.
I expect next time you give the guy a little bit more slack there. You know, just give him a chance.
Oh, yes. Since when do people get a fair shot on this show?
Never.
Come on.
What, I love it.
What show do you think you're listening to?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you have a question, I know we can help you, too. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now. Tell them Esther sent you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike. Keep killing me.
This segment brought to you by Duramax. Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Duramax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Duramax 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
My wife bought me some new underpants. Okay, thank you, boys. And, I don't know. It certainly is not my weight loss. I think it's because she bought a different brand of underpants.
That can be huge. That can be a huge difference. You get attached to a certain brand.
My cojone, my right cojone,
yes,
keeps coming out.
Oh, that's not good. Well, that's much too tight then.
No, it's too loose.
Oh, it's too loose.
It's too loose. The cojone keeps,
keeps
coming underneath the protective flap.
The protective ice.
When we were just, Albert Brooks. When we were just playing our commercials, I noticed I walked to the back of the room. Oh, that feels close to skin.
Are you wearing briefs?
Yeah. Except I normally wear, I think they're Hanes briefs. My wife got me Calvin Klein briefs.
Right.
And they're like, they're boxer style, even though
okay,
they are.
So they're longer in the leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although they're not like the old-time Popeye bathing suits.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Some guys have the underpants that go all the way down to their knees.
Right. They're just a little longer. They're almost like athletic briefs.
Yes, and my NAD keeps coming out. Even now I feel the need to go down there and to put it back in its little cage.
So it keeps popping out. Boy, they must be too big for you.
Well, maybe. Let me feel. All right.
Is it coming out the hole?
No, you know what it is?
Or is it coming out the side?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's coming out the leg.
Yeah, and you're stand back here. We're going to do my pants.
No. We don't need to draw a picture. Give a description or something, Al.
You know in the little front part?
Yes.
Where it's got the little window?
Yes.
Where you're supposed to pull it out?
Yes.
All right. That goes all the way, that little window,
right?
As I feel now, it doesn't stop like at the crotch area. The little window goes all the way. Oh, Christine, get out of here. I got my pants and my hand on my pants. Get out of here, Christine.
My God, man, what kind of underwear did she buy you?
The Calvin Klein's.
You're saying the hole goes all the way down there?
Wait a minute.
What, for access?
Look. Look, I got my whole hand through the hole. Look at this, Mike. There's a huge hole.
That is your hand.
Now take a look. Okay?
That's just a flap. That's what it is.
Wait,
a flap that's too baggy.
The only way I can show you would be to actually take the underpants off.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
No.
The flap goes all the way to the other side.
The flap is too long and the flap is too loose.
Yes.
That's where you're having your problem.
That's right.
So you need a different cut.
God. I'm going to puke. I had to smell my hand. It's like you don't. Now this is what makes you leave the show now?
No. I'm grossed out. I'm not leaving the
show. No underwear can hold.
I'm taking a breath.
Like you have never adjusted yourself and smelled your hand.
No,
oh, come on.
No, I am not going to tell you that I haven't. I'm not going to tell you. No, did you hear what I said? I'm with you. It's just something about seeing you.
Okay. Right,
I always like to sort of steal a moment like that in private.
Okay.
I guess my wife's probably seen me do it a few times. But, oh, my God. No, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure.
We share that. It's just I don't like looking at you do it. I don't like looking at you do it at all.
Smell clean. Smell very, very clean. You're doing it now.
Sure, go ahead.
Good. There you go.
I see what you mean now.
Yeah, see? I was doing that for the purposes of demonstration.
I see exactly what you mean.
Bread's ready. That's the grossest thing I've ever done.
These underpants are bad. I gotta stop tonight on my home and get some other underpants.
I've always said you ought to go with boxers.
Oh, I hate boxers.
I love boxers. Hey,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Baldy.
Yeah, I think you got on the boxers for the brothers.
Well, it seems to me a brother's cojone would fall out of there also.
I don't know, man. We seen it fill him up nicely.
He's doing the old stereotype here.
I think I got some big cojones for a cracker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, as long as you can handle your business, it's all good, then.
Yeah, true that, true that. Oh, you know what? I finally figured out what song that, where he says true that.
Yes.
It's in the Will Smith song.
Okay.
And I've identified it towards the end of the song. Mm-hmm. What we're going to have to do is isolate it so we can
play that.
True that.
That is a very sensitive subject.
True that.
Just the two of us. I heard this last night.
I got to go all the way to the very end of the song now.
It's on the video.
It's coming out again. I swear to God.
See, you wouldn't have that problem if you had boxers.
Oh. Listen, let me just see if I can... Let me see if I can just reach in to my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I reach in to my shorts leg, and I feel it there. Okay? It's poked through again.
Don't put your hands in that giant vat of mud that's going to be going.
I don't like it would matter. Like there already haven't been a million construction guys touching themselves and putting their hands in that mud.
Charlie Broyhill's been in that mud today.
Oh, I'm never going to find the part in this song.
It's when he's talking. It's when he says, Daddy loves you.
That's not Will Smith singing, is it?
Oh, no. How come none of these guys can do original songs?
World.
I hate that.
Just me and you.
I'm always here for you.
Look over your shoulder. I'll be there.
Whatever you need.
I don't know.
Call on me.
We gon' ride.
Whatever
we
you
gon'
need.
Shine.
True that.
Ha, 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 ha. True that.
Hey, you got it.
There it was.
You got it. That was loud and clear.
True that. True that.
True that. True that, man.
You found it.
There it is.
You and I.
True that. True that.
True that. True that. True that, my boy. Yeah. I like Will Smith.
Daddy loves you.
True that. Daddy's with another actress now.
I like that.
Making
like that
other song. Babies now.
That's a really good song. How should my kid pay for this, Dad?
Daddy moved out on your old lady. I got myself a new movie star wife.
Did he move out on this? Is that what happened?
Yeah, this is the kid from his first wife.
Right.
And now that he's popular with his second wife and he's got another kid on the way,
mm-hmm.
he wrote this song so that his kid will always know.
Well, that's good. I like
right?
that. That's
nice. Plus, it gets you out of a lot of time you have to spend with your kids. You just call them up and go, hey, listen, put the record on. I love you. See you later.
Yeah. I'm in L.A. True that.
Right. True that. Hey, thank you. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
True that.
True that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Yeah, Austin, hey. Texas. Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
For a good year and a half, guys.
God bless you.
Oh, listen, we're going, maybe next week when we're on vacation, we're going to announce the name of the new station in Austin.
Oh, cool.
We got it. I just can't talk about it yet.
Are
True
they
that.
Run next week on KJFK, or are they going to put the ad on it for what?
No, I think they're going to run it all the way to the very end. I think the last day they can run the show in Austin is next Friday.
Oh, okay.
So, and if we get it, we will pound it. If we finalize the deal, we'll make sure you know where we're going to be.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Oh, I was also going to ask you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when you had Tim McWilliams on the air.
Oh, the sales guy?
Yeah. Don't you think he sounds just a little bit like a cross between Archie Bunker and your sports guy that comes on from USA Today?
No. No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just want to ask you guys, do you guys ever have an original thought of your own?
True that. True that.
True that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tim McWilliams actually sounds to me like that person I called yesterday and said the lizard on the Budweiser commercials. And then I heard him 5 minutes after we got that call, and I started laughing because he's like, yeah, all right, Big Don. Right.
Yeah, you don't think they even sound like the lizards.
You don't
believe they did Budweiser, yeah. Right?
Those are the
frogs.
Oh.
See, the lizard is the one sitting on the lily pad that tries to kill the frogs all the time. Talking about that guy goes, I don't know, Louie. I don't know. I don't know, Louie.
Oh, I don't think he sounds like Tim McWilliams.
The other lizard sounds like, so I was doing the guy that's talking, because I don't do the lizard that well. I do Tim McWilliams better than I do the lizard that he sounds like.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to talk about those frogs. All I know is I wish all these beers were half as good as the commercials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one day, I'd like to open up a beer and have like a bunch of girls in bikinis come through my window, like happens on TV when they open up.
Wouldn't that be cool? You pop open a beer on the weekend, it starts snowing. All of a sudden, these supermodels come walking into your living room.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
True that.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if you switched the roles on a Blumpkin, would that be called a man can? Because wouldn't the man actually become the can at that point?
It's Checky Green calling.
Thank you, Al Einstein Jr. checking in. His dad invented the theory of relativity.
True that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
Can you, as discreetly as you can, explain the term toss salad to me?
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about it, Mike.
Yes, you're on the air right now. Might be a mistake, but you're on the air.
Is that your left nap? As everybody can always say, you know, like if it's a hot day, maybe they'd say, I get my left mad for a cold drink.
You know, it is always the left nad. You're absolutely. I'd give my left one.
Maybe it's because your right one is where all the stuff is.
Nad.
All the good stuff. Yeah, I think probably my left nad is probably hollow.
It's like a Cadbury egg.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. Long
actually talked to the G-Man. He hadn't had problems. I think he had to have them reduced. Maybe he can help you out with that problem.
Oh, he's got some big ones.
He apparently had them reduced. He was having a fallout, too.
I maintain, and I didn't get a chance to give it its due a moment ago. I maintain all these problems are eliminated with boxer shorts. And there's not enough good things said about boxers on this show, because I know that you're a brief wearer.
Buzz often does not wear underwear, Mike.
When I wear them. See, I don't have the problem that Don is talking about.
Rob, you wear briefs, don't you?
I'm in complete
comfort. You wear boxers?
That means your pants must smell like my hand.
I apologize. Well, no, I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to talk to Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air right now. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say, hey, I've been listening to you guys since about 1987. I think you're great. Love your show.
Thanks.
First time caller. Just want to say thanks for the enjoying rides home.
Well, very nice. Poorly said, but I appreciate the sentiment.
God bless you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good afternoon. On your briefs, I wear briefs as well, and I'm wondering, do you actually ever go through the hole there to go to the restroom?
Good question.
Never. No. I always pull my underpants down. See? Although, you know what?
Therein, to me, lies the absurdity of briefs. What is that flap there for, anyway?
Although we once had a discussion on this show, and up until then, I had used the little window.
Whereas most people would actually pull down.
Yeah, once I found out that every other guy in the world just pulls his underpants down, I started doing it, too.
Just doing that. And it can be, you know, if they're tight-fitting, it can be actually uncomfortable. But the flap... You know, when I wore briefs, the flap occasionally, trying to do it, because I did a couple of times, I think just as an experiment, and it can really get you into a position where you're in agony. Well,
so if you switch to boxers, then do you use the front panel, or do you go over the top?
You use the front panel every time, because the front panel's like an air hanger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like an airport hanger with the door. You know, you just open this big garage.
The flap helps, though. The flap helps with the aim, because there's nothing worse than coming out of the bathroom. But a big wet spot or two on your pants.
Sure. Mike?
Yes?
On your boxers?
Yes.
Doesn't that ever, want to get through there and ride along next to your pants?
Yes, it does, and it does occasionally. That's you know, brilliant questions. I got to tell you something. Those are two very valid questions, and you're absolutely
very
right.
Valid.
And, you know, it does happen occasionally where it does, and there occasionally you won't notice it until there's moderate friction achieved.
Exactly.
Underpants and you. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And...
The gal is here who's going to try the tickling panties on.
Fantastico.
The tickling panties with the jelly egg inside.
Did she bring her fiancé?
Yeah, he's in the lobby.
Yeah, all right.
Actually, I ran into him when I was dealing with it.
All right.
What's the problem when you have a bathroom that's accessible by anybody that comes into the station? Well,
you do look like Rebecca De Mornay.
Hello.
Well, I hope that's a compliment.
It is.
Yeah.
A big compliment.
Yeah.
Hello, hottie.
She's a hottie. You're a hottie.
Hey, what's your name?
Thank you. Cindy.
Cindy? Is that your boyfriend, your fiancé out there?
Fiancé.
When's the big day? When are you guys getting married?
In June.
June.
You know, the bottom button on your sweater's not buttoned.
Well, that's so that, you know, if I button it, then
I'm not complaining.
It's bulged in front of the belt, and it doesn't look quite right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Not complaining, just pointing out. I'm curious.
No problem.
I'm curious.
I'm very curious. I'm Donnie from the corner.
Well, listen, here they are, the tickling panties.
No, they haven't been worn by anybody else. You will be the first person, and I guess... The last person, you'd be able to keep them after
if you
like them.
Now, here they are, as you see. This part goes right by your business area. And then you just turn that on.
Okay.
And there it goes.
That's right. The only thing we would ask is once you get them tried on, of course, don't try the electric part until you come back in here.
Oh.
So what we want you to do is...
Yeah, are you surprised? That was kind of an indicate surprise. Are you surprised?
I'm trying to figure out how this is all going to work.
Okay, here's how it's going to work. We're going to take some phone calls, and you're going to take these and go in the bathroom and put them on. Then we're going to come back on the air, and you're going to come in, and you can have your pants on and everything.
Absolutely.
Or, if you'd like to go sans pants, you're going to have your pants, just the panties on.
Whatever you feel most comfortable with.
And then we'd like you...
We're professionals. We're comfortable in any situation.
Mm-hmm. Turn the switch on and tell us what it's like, what's happening.
Okay.
Okay?
Easy enough.
Okay, well, there are the panties.
And on behalf of the entire staff, I'd like to thank you for coming down.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Don't break it.
Good luck. Oh, don't break it.
So,
don't worry.
Take your time.
All right.
There are no cameras in the bathroom.
Enjoy yourself.
I don't think. Hello. So we'll bring her in a second. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Well, I'm a little upset because I missed the part where the guy said that his friend used to steal panties. I came inside for a second, and my old boyfriend called and asked if I remembered when mine got stolen.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Well, I was house-sitting for my mom at the time, and she lives around Indian Head Highway in Fort Washington. Well, and I had a pile of laundry, and I went out to the store, and I came back, and all the crotches of my underwear were gone.
Just the crotches?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Man, how freaky is that?
See,
the
guy who called said he was calling for his friend, but we pretty much discerned right away that it wasn't a friend, that he was calling about himself.
Yeah, he really didn't fill in the details very well, and we realized early on that it was probably his own fetish.
Wow.
But he was talking about the whole panties. Are you saying that just the certain parts were removed?
Just the business area.
Just the business area.
Like with what, like scissors or something?
They looked a little cut very quickly. It wasn't a clean cut, but they were dirty.
But they were dirty.
They were in the dirty clothes pile.
Okay.
Don't blame you for being freaked out about that.
So I'm just wondering if he's ever visited the area.
Don't know, but we will find out more.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll make it our quest.
Okay.
Thank you.
A jailable offense, I do believe.
Oh, absolutely.
Breaking in and stealing, Fanny. Breaking in and stealing anything, yeah. A jailable offense.
Well, not unless you're in Massachusetts.
Yes, and then, of course, the judge will overturn it.
Right. Hello?
RGs.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
All right. Did you happen to see Judge Judy today?
Judge Judy, with the emphasis on Judge Judy? No, I did not.
There was a woman that had had breast enlargement done.
Yeah.
She went back to a doctor to get them enlarged some more. And he had made, and what she was saying, she was so distraught, on the verge of tears, because one was slightly larger than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
So the doctor had the pre-op photo, and the woman that was suing had post-op photos, but it was her with the brassiere on.
Did they show the pictures on TV, on the Judge Judy show?
Judy.
They showed them?
They showed the woman the photos with her in the brassiere, but then Judge Judy says that she couldn't, there was no way she could judge on the case because this was her with a brassiere on.
So Judge Judy said, come into my chambers.
Oh, exactly.
Really? Did she say that?
Indeed. Indeed she did.
Indeed.
If someone has a tape of it, I wasn't running tape of it, but you should be able to get some great sound bits.
So Judge Judy, I would imagine so. Judge Judy called the woman into chambers, and did the woman win?
No, she lost.
Oh, she lost.
That's where I can't do the show justice the way she, you know how Judge Judy can be.
She's great.
She scorned the woman. She says, what you have there is absolutely perfect.
When she came out of the,
I'm jealous.
When she came out of the chambers, was she still wearing her doily? That little doily that she wears around her neck?
What you have there is absolutely perfect. I only wish that I had that, because I'm Judge Judy.
She went off in her usual little authoritative tirade.
She's an angry woman, that Judge Judy.
I know what she needs. Thank you, my friend.
Outstanding.
I know what Judge Judy needs.
A prescription?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Penicillin. Hello?
Hello, Donna Mike.
I would call her right down. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'd like to be married to... I'd like to be Mr. Judge Judy.
You know, I always, whenever I watch Judge Judy, I wonder if, when she's not in her courtroom, if there's any mellowing at all.
Or I don't think so.
It's the same enchilada that you get, you know.
I want to go now! Yeah. Hello. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about a movie that they're making here in Reno called Mafia.
Ooh. Oh, really? It sounds like it's up our alley. Yeah. Any of the good guys in it, like Bobby D.?
I saw it on the local news, and they wouldn't divulge any of, like, the details of who's in it or anything, but...
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. If we could only wish, but I don't know. They wouldn't tell any details, but they said they were doing it, and I know you guys are into, you know, cool shows like that. So
we got a lot of balloon heads in Reno. Forget about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Radio God.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Did you see your buddy Tommy Mottola made Entertainment Weekly this week?
No.
He was the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Mariah, you one-faced bitch. Listen, I thank you for the opportunity to set me up for one of my only funny impressions, but the woman with the panties is back in the studio now.
Yes, she has tried them on, and we're going to get a demonstration.
So call again some other time, because I really love doing that.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You one-faced bitch.
How do they fit,
Mariah Carey?
They fit very well.
Really?
But, I mean, for me, I could see that if someone were...
slightly larger than myself, it could be a problem.
So it's kind of a petite size, these panties?
Yeah, it's one size fits all.
And it's supposed to be one size fits all.
Well, but not all.
Okay, so you think if a...
Only in this select few.
So the prototype, well, this is good. I'm sure this is what the inventor wants to hear, that you know, he should maybe make them a little larger.
Maybe he'll make larger sizes. Mm-hmm. Where is the cord?
It's a pretty long cord, which is very convenient because you can tuck it and hide it and all that kind of
stuff. There really is no evidence of, outside of that cord.
It's in the pocket right here.
As the ads say, you would never know. Now, do you have the little jelly egg right by the business area?
It is where it is supposed to be.
Okay, hold on. We've got to do commercials first.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh,
so don't turn it on yet, okay?
Yeah, put it back in your pocket now. Come on, so the temptation's not there.
Don't turn it on, and we'll have the actual test. But we come right back.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.